Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was looking into some of the things that whenever we were kids, we believed to be true, but turned out that we were just being lied to, or maybe we picked it up in a movie and thought it was real. For me, one example, I was a kid, I would watch Batman and Robin with Adam West, the old school one, right?
They're not real.
They are not, Cato. But that wasn't what I was confused about. Sometimes you would have Batman, and at the end of the episode, they called him cliffhangers, he would be tied up and about to die in some horrible meat chopping machine or something like that, and then the next episode they would get out somehow. But one of their methods of putting Batman in dire danger was to hang him above a vat of acid. And as a kid, I believed that these vats of acid, that you could lower a person into them and it would just dissolve the flesh from their bones and all that would be left was a skeleton in a matter of seconds.
Okay.
Like it was just that powerful and that there were acids that you could just... and the person's gone.
I think there are, aren't there?
I don't know that that's really true. Like when they dissolve people in acid and they murdered them, they're trying to hide it. It takes weeks or something.
I still believe that one.
Let's try it out.
Okay.
Torture Tuesday.
Torture Tuesday. That was crazy, Cato. You usually don't volunteer for those.
Oh, I bought the acid. Yeah. Somebody else needs to volunteer.
Okay. Other examples of this. I remember watching TV as a kid, and they had all of these shows that would tell you that the Earth was about to end because of killer bees that were coming from Brazil, and they were getting on these ships that were like container ships that were sending stuff over.
Right.
And they were coming to ports like Charleston, and that these were not regular bees. These were highly agitated, angry, poisonous bees that just continued to chase people even when they ran away, and they were eventually going to kill us all.
They need to make a kids' movie about angry bees having to go to anger management.
I was going
to
make a video game, Angry Bees.
Oh, you know what? They've already done the Angry Birds movie, and it was about that.
Was
Never
it?
Mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was actually, you know, Dr. Spock on the Star Trek series?
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy? He hosted that TV show that scared the crap out of me when I was a little kid.
He wasn't a doctor. He was Mr. Spock.
Whatever he was. Yeah. You're right. It was Dr. Jim and Mr. Spock.
That's a fictional character, too.
Yeah, that ain't real either.
No.
She thought they were in space.
Okay, here's another one. Zombies. Okay, zombies were supposedly real. If you went to, again, the Amazon rainforest, they had this special drug that they would give to someone. It would make their heartbeat stop. They would bury them, dig them up a couple of days later, and they would be in this zombie-like state. And as long as they kept giving them the drugs, they basically could use them as slaves.
All right.
That one's true.
Oh, really? I don't know,
but I think so.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if there's anything you believed when you were a kid because of these things that, like lie detectors. Did you believe that there really was one where you could just hook someone up and it was, like, perfect answers, true or false, you lied or you didn't? Reality, that's not how they work.
Really?
Oh, boy. What about you, Heidi? What did you think of?
I'm thinking that the world is getting warmer and the tides are rising and we're all in danger
Global warming.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of that one.
Okay, and do you believe it's true?
Well, I think there's probably some degree of truth to it, but I don't know if it's as big as they make it out to be or if it's man-made or not or if we can control it or not. There's a lot of questions I have about it.
I know when I was younger, I believed like in unicorns, leprechauns, and rainbows.
You still don't?
And then as I got older.
You still do.
Yeah.
Okay, Cato, how about you?
I mean,
bees I was worried about.
Okay.
And then there's going to be big spiders like an arachnophobia that's going to take over my house. So I know now there are no such thing as spiders, so it's a good thing that I grew up. You know, I'm smarter these days.
Ah, funny.
Yeah. How about the chewing gum lasts 7 years in your belly? when you swallow chewing gum.
Oh, you can blow bubbles is what I heard, but steak lasts 7 years is what I've always heard.
Right, that's what I heard.
I heard a chewing gum.
Well, maybe both.
Because you swallow it. And then if you're sitting too close to the TV, you go blind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard something else for the whole going blind thing.
Yeah, okay. Didn't you believe, like, when you were little that you would listen to the radio and you actually believed that people would come in with their instruments and play live on the radio?
Well, I thought the band would come in and play their song and then go out.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I was a little kid.
Dumb. He was a dumb kid.
It made sense to me. I'm like, oh, here's Post Malone. And I thought Post Malone came in and played his song. I didn't know about lip syncing back then.
It'd be really crowded in here if that were the case.
One band would leave, and then the other one would come in.
I know,
in.
The hallway's not big enough for all those bands to come. We play so much great music.
I didn't know what the inside of a radio station looked like. I was like 8 years old. I thought they had a big room.
Well, just to let you guys know, coming up here in about 5 minutes, the Jonas Brothers are going to be in here singing a song.
We got to load them in. I'll be back.
Who's coming in after him? Because we need to make sure there's room.
Oh, it's Lizzo.
Oh, boy.
Stop.
We need a bigger hallway.
Oh, stop.
All right. Well, that's funny.
Well, what did you believe when you were a little kid that really wasn't true?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.